We are learning Maseches Bavasra, Daf Kufa and Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of the Daf Kufa and Gimel Amud Aleph. This Gemara's Kasha is a Kasha L'Kuliyama. Say if you hold Yechashinon L'Nefila, or say if not Chashin L'Nefila. Bela the Tanya, because we have here a Braisa that says that we'll see over here that we see that even though we said that Abaya who holds that you're choshev nefila, but nefila dechad loy chashinon. Then here you see that you even choshev for nefila dechad. Ve'elo adetanyo, k'shem she'im mitziyin shtar choyv ze al ze, kach im mitziyim al acherim. It says in our Mishnah that if you have two people the same name, Yosef ben Shimon, two people the same name, so it says just like they cannot be mitzi shtar on each other, they also can be mitzi shtar al acherim. That's what this Brisa says. This Brisa is not like our Mishnah. And our Mishnah diuk was that they can't be moitzi al achayrim, but they could be moitzi on someone else. Maybe if I come as a malva, my name is Yosef ben Shimon, I come to the loiva and say, you owe me money. So the guy can say, well, it's not you, it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. So he says, what do you mean? I have the shtar. How did I get the shtar? And we're not choshes that he punked found it from the other person. That's what we said in the Mishnah. And here it says, that k'shem shemetzim shtar choyv zeh al zeh, kach ein metzim al achayrim. You can't be moitzi on achayrim. That means that you are choshesh for nefila, even from one, even the nefila chad. And that l'kuliyam before held that we're not choshesh for the nefila chad. Even a bayi who says you're choshesh for nefila, l'rabim, but not the nefila chad. Not one guy, punk, you're going to find it. That was no chance. And here we find that you could. So what's the machlaikas? My commitment. So what's the biyah machlaikas? But since you're not choshesh for nefila, so what is the machlaikas? What is machlekes between the Mishnah and this Brisa? So the Gemara about Oisius Niktas b'Mesiru k'mifigi. Tani don savar Oisius Niktas b'Mesiru. Tani brosav Oisius Niktas b'Mesiru. Which means like this. There's no chance that Taka, this Yosef and Shimon, found, lost the star. One Yosef and Shimon lost the star, and the other one punked found it. That's a very small chance. In a city with 10,000 people, there's two Yosef and Shimons, and he punked found his star. That's not the case. The case was, it was given over to him. And the loivik tain is that star is not your star, it's a pekadon. The other guy gave it to you. And when the other guy asks for the money, he tells the guy, what do you mean? You don't have a star. So that's why in this braisa, he can't be moitzi al achayrim. But our Mishnah holds that he holds the oisis niktas b'mesira, and since it now is in this guy's hand, even if it came from the other person, but it's possible to be kind of with Mesira alone, and therefore he could collect that star. That means we're not choshesh fell, but we're choshesh maybe the other Yosef Shimon gave it to him. So if you hold Niklas ben Mesira, then he still could collect with it. But if you hold Yosef ain't Niklas ben Mesira, which means he cannot be kind of star with Mesira, so then you need another something else to show you, another riot to show you that someone gave you the star, and therefore you cannot collect. So Tana the Don Sava is Niklas ben Mesira since he's walking with the star, so we assume he's kind of. Tana Bara, this Brisa holds Sava in Yosef ben Mesira, and therefore the Loiva can say that you are holding on to the star, it's a Pekadon, and you can't collect with that. Everyone agrees that Oisus Niklas B'Sira. It means if he walks in with the star, we should trust him, it's his star. And he should be able to collect, like it says in our Mishnah. So what's the Psa in the Braisa? V'hocha v'tzorach l'hovi raya kamifigi. Tanidon sova in tzorach l'hovi raya. V'tan bara sova tzorach l'hovi raya. Which means like this. If someone walks in with a star, and you hold Oisus Niklas B'Sira, he's claiming he bought it, he got it. The shayla is, he has to bring a raya to that or not. The Itmar, Oisus Niklas B'Mesira, Bayam Tzorach L'Havi Raya, Rava Ma'in Tzorach L'Havi Raya. So what? So Rava is simple to understand, like Rashbam says, Rava Ama In Tzorach L'Havi Raya, the Rashbam says, Ela Himiduhu B'Cheskas HaMuchzikba. We know that when someone's holding on to something, we assume it's his. Kol Ma Shetachas Yodoy is Shaloihu. Anything he's holding on to is, so therefore, what's your taina? Maybe the other guy sold to you? Okay, so stole it. It's in your hand. What are you worried about? It's in your hand. But a buyer holds, you need a raya. What's wrong with a buyer? So Ritva explains that chazaka komash tachas yod zung by metalchem, where the thing itself has the value. By a star, a $100,000 star, how much is a star worth? Around $10. That's how much it's worth. Okay, so you have $10. But what it says in the star, that's already not mamish in the star. So you don't have chazaka komash tachas yod, or you have something that's not gufay mamon, that's what's wrong with a buyer. Holds, you have to bring a raya. So the chalik is rav and a buyer, and that's the biyah machalikis between the Brisa and our Mishnah. You're going to tell me you don't like making machlokes tanoim like machlokes amroim. Here, by Rava argue tzorach l'avaraya. So Tosfos works out. We'll read part of Tosfos that works out. That's not the same machlokes. Or plukta the masisim top Tosfos. We'll see in the Brisa less so plukta by Rava. that by the matzich raya, by holding your raya, moida the loy chashinon linafilo upekadin hechad shmei kashmei. He says there's no chashash in such a case. What the Abaye is talking about, a classic case where is where you're holding someone else's star. You're holding someone else's star with someone else's name, and you're claiming that you got up a Messiah, you have to bring a raya. But our Mishnah is where it's the same exact name over here. So here, why should you be choshev? Maybe Rabbi will agree in our Mishnah that you don't have to bring a raya. Because here, it's much better. Here, it says his name in it, and he's claiming it's his. So therefore, it's a bigger raya, because Rabbi holds there's no chashash nefilah or pekadoin, and therefore, it could be a baya kuchdim with our Mishnah, even though Rabbi holds tzarech lav raya. But then, and why, how Rava goes, ayin taisvis, Mahalach the other way. But like upon him, the Machlaikis and the Mishnah Nebrai says if Tzarek Lahavi Raya or not. Now, Zokta Abaye, how do I know this thing that Tzarek Lahavi Raya? Omar Abaye, no Amina law, the Tayin Lutan Abraisa. Echad Mana Achim, there were brothers with this Yerusha, and they didn't split the Yerusha yet. And all of a sudden, one of the brothers is walking around with a Shtar Chayv, and he says, this is mine, this is not the family's. Echad Mana Achim, Shtar Chayv, Yoytsu B'Takas Yodai. And this shtar either said their father's name or a different malva, someone else completely. He didn't say his name. And he's walking around claiming, this is my shtar. The halacha is a law of the havi raya. He has to bring a raya that it's taka his shtar. So we see a raya like Abaye, even though he's holding on to the shtar. And we hold Oishas Niklas Mimasira. But the halacha is he has to bring a raya that he got it. How did you get the shtar? He has to bring a raya. He has to bring a raya to all the brothers. To all the brothers. He's holding on to. So that's a little teretz to the kasha. That's what he's trying to ask. My lav, who had in lachrini, he has to bring a raya for other people as well, not only for the brothers. Not going to bring a raya for everyone. And Rav Amar, no, shani ach mushom tamad dodi. It's not a raya. It's just between him and the brothers that we're saying you have to bring a raya because maybe you took it from your brothers, maybe clapping someone else. You don't have to bring a raya. It's not so good raya like you were asking. That's Rav is not right. Ikadami it's a raya if I care. Ikadami Omer Rav. No, I mean, how do I know you don't need a raya? The Talmud says, "Echad la'achim shastar chayv yitzachas yadoi." A love lavi raya. That if one of the brothers walking around with shastar chayv, he has to bring a raya. It's mashma dafka achim who desham to my dad. The only achim who take from each other, they have to bring a raya. Avachrini loy, but for other people not. So you see, dafka by achim, but other people not. So Rav, it sounds Rav's right. The guy's walking around with a star. It's a muchzik. He it's his star. He doesn't have to bring a raya. How he got it. Rabbi says, no, but me always have to bring a raya. What's the chiddush v'achim? Rabbi Achim is three chiddush. Sagat Amina, Kim Misham to my daddy, you would think since everyone's chosher is brought each other, Eimim is dar aziri, be very careful to keep the star in a vault where no one can take it away. And here, how did he get it? It must have been you gave it to him. Kamash v'lon, that's still, Kamash v'lon, you still have to bring a raya. And don't say, oh, they're probably so careful no other way. So, the Gemara writes, so that's the end of Chashinu Nefila, but we're going to go weiter now explaining our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah says a case, we have two people with the same name, Yosef ben Shimon. And it says in our Mishnah, they can't be Moitzi Yishtar Chayv on each other. And the Dik was, they could be Moitzi Yishtar Chayv on Acherim, but no one can Moitzi Yishtar Chayv on them. If someone comes to one of Yosef ben Shimon and says, you owe me money, you're a loiver, the guy says, that's not me, it's the other guy. And the other guy says, no, it's the other guy. So you can't bring a raya unless you have to make a third dar, whatever, like we saw in the Mishnah, we'll see Vait and the Gemara, something like that also. But now the Gemara has a kash like this. Ve'elo adetanya, k'shem shemetzien hein shtar choyev al acherim, kach moitzien ze al ze. It means we have a brice here, not like our Mishnah. The brice says that they can actually take out a shtar on each other. The guy can take a shtar on each other, which means one of the Mishnah goes to the other, says, you owe me money. So Gemay Kamifgi, what's Pshat on our Mishnah that he can't do it? What's Pshat on that Mishnah, in this Brice that he could do that? Gemay Kamifgi, because from Shtar Leloiva, Valfi Shein Malva, Imay Kamifgi. The Mechalik says, could you write a Shtar for the Leiva without the Malva? Tani Don Sova, Kois from Shtar Leiva, Valfi Shein Malva, Imay. Dar Tana holds, you can write a Shtar for the Leiva even without the Malva, Imay. So it's a Gavaldig, easy idea to make a good shtick. If you can write a Shtar for the Leiva without the Malva, Imay, you go into Bezdin and say, I want to write a Shtar that I owe someone money. My name is Yosef and Shimon. So, Yosef and Shimon owe someone money. And the guy writes it up. He can even write, I owe Yosef and Shimon money. So then he takes the star, and he goes, and after he has the star for himself, he goes over to the other guy and says, look, you owe me money. You wrote yourself, you owe me money. So that's why you can't be much a star. The other man, the bride saw, it's not like that. So let me just read the star, more inside. Tani don't solve a question, star, live up, be shame, have a email. Zimun, the Ozil, the Gabi Safra, he goes to the cipher, v'sahadiyan ta'edim. V'amu lehu, and he tells them, kisvu li shtara, de be'inon le'mezef, me'yosef ben Shimon chavri. Write me a shtara, I want to borrow money, v'yosef ben Shimon, I want to be a loiva. And he writes it, bas t'kasvi v'chasm le'i, and Akitle takes it, v'amu le'i, and he goes to the Yosef ben, havli me'yosef ben Shimon, give me the money that you lent me, that I lent you, that you lent for me. Give me the money that you lent for me, that you owe me. So that's why you can't do that. Tana Brah, the town of the Brisa, so in case of Leiva, actually a Malvima. You can't write the start of Leiva until the Malva is with you. So therefore, there's no chash of two Yosef ben Shimon if he allowed it to go ahead like this. It must be it's true, and he trusted him, and he taka owes him the money. So I just want to point out that we spoke out in the Mishnah that the Rashbam says the reason why you can't be Moitzi Shtar on each other is because maybe you already paid it up and you gave him back the shtar. That's the reason. That's what Rashbam says. Here, the Gemara is a whole different reason. The Gemara is a more simple reason. That koisim leiva afishal malvima, it's a little bit shver, the Rashbam, because it will come out that what's on the other man the yomer here. Both man the yomer here. What will be the machlekes? It will stay with Tzarechin. The Mepharshim and the Shulchan Aruch talk about it. It's very involved in Shulchan Aruch, Siv Mem Tes, Ayin Sham, Siv Zayin, there's a Ramah, there's a Mechaber, there's all the Mesa Kalim there, all handle Shaila. Weiter in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that Nimzel Echa Ben Shtei Reisav, if a Malva finds between his Shtoris that Shtoris Yosef ben Shimon Parua, Shtoris Shtei Parum, which means that the Malva has a Shtar on two Yosef ben Shimons. Yosef ben Shimon on one owes the money, Yosef ben Shimon two owes the money. And he finds that one of them say that it's paid up so he can't collect. What's the obvious question? The Mishnah says clearly that if there's two Yosef ben Shimons who are loivers, he can't collect in either one. Each one can say, it's not me, it's the other one. So here it says, Taima, so the kasha is, what if you have to come out the shtar because you found the shaver, you found the receipt that it's paid up, even without that you can't collect. Taima, the nimtza, only because you found a receipt, haloi nimtza, matzi mapik, you could collect from Yosef HaShimon. Freit de Gemara, this is in the same Mishnah, a line before that, vanan, v'loi achar yochol lahoitza leim shtar choiv tanan. It says that you cannot be moitzi shtar choiv on any Yosef HaShimon in town. Rav Yirmiyah, the Teretz is Pashat. Mishaloshim. The two stars he has are Mishaloshim. One says Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov, and one says Yosef ben Shimon ben Naphtali. So he could collect from them. But the Shaver only says Yosef ben Shimon. That's the problem. Don't say the third daros. I don't know who's paid up. But Mishaloshim. Talk about Mishaloshim. Begum of Nechzit Havra. Bishma Daman Dekhsiv. See who the receipt's written for. Rav Hoshia. Ben Mishaloshim Bishtar. Ben Mishaloshim Bishaver. The Shaver does not have a third dar. And therefore, you don't know who paid up, and therefore you can't collect from either one now. But Ba'etzim, you could have collected because each one had a identifying dar that tells which one's which. That's one teretz. Abai Hamar, no, Avada is only two darts. Two Yosef ben Shimon. Abai Hamar Hachkama is the opposite case. Nimsa Leloiva Ben Shtei Reisav, Shtoris Yosef ben Shimon Alai Parua, Shtoris Shneim Peruim, which means that the Leloiva had two Malvas that were the two malvas that were Yosef ben Shimon. And the halacha is that Yosef ben Shimon is allowed to come collect from someone, right? That we said it before, that the Bryce holds, not like that, but the Mishnah holds, a guy walks in Yosef ben Shimon, he could, how do you have a star, you could collect, the malva could collect. Here, the loiva had in his possession a shoiver that says that I paid up a Yosef ben Shimon. Yosef ben Shimon gave me a thing. So therefore, I could use it for both of them. I could use it and say, look, I paid you up. I have a receipt. I paid you up. He could use it for both of them. Shteim peruim because yad what? No. Oh, so Dr. Rashbam that they write harshot to each other. He says this is the end of the third wide line. Miu nira beina shem shneim baam b'harshah zem izah aloy, which means they each give each other power attorney. You're calling ligva is echad ben hashtar to manav shach. Then they collect manav shach because coming with power both. Then you could collect and echram you could collect. So the Mishnah at the end says, Ketav Yasu Yishal, so you should make a third dar. Then it says, if the third dar is the same, you write Kahanim. So let's say they're both Kahanim. Tonim, Hoyishtaim Kahanim, Yichtvu Dairis. You write the fourth dar. You write the fourth dar up, you go up a dar, fourth dar. It's Yosef and Yaakov and Yitzchak and Avram. That's it, right? In other words, Yosef and Yaakov and Yitzchak and David, you have to go up the fourth dar, and that's the Eitzah. So the new Mishnah. Oimer Levnoi, Shtar. The guy is the Rashbam says he's dying now. And he says, by the way, you know, people owe me money. One of my stories are perua. Any day, Ezu. I don't know which one. The halacha is the children cannot collect from anyone. Stories kulam perua. They cannot collect from anyone because their father told them one of their stories are paid up, and they don't know which one it is, so they can't collect from anyone. It's Yad Baal Ashtar HaTachtoina. They can't collect from anyone. Nimtzu Le'echod Shom Shnayim. Let's say one person, one name, there's two stars for him. So you only one star is made up. So if it's the same person that has two stars, so the bigger one you can't collect. Hagadol Parua, Vakotan and Parua, because you only know it's only one star is paid up. So if it's one person, then you could assume one of them not paid up and you could collect. Omar Rava, Star Lakab Yodi Parua. If you go over to a fellow and say that the star I have in my hands, what you have to me, one of them is paid up. So if one of them paid up, if the guy has few stars, so Hagadol Parua, Vakotan and Parua. The bigger one's paid up, the less one's not paid up. But if you say choyv l'cha b'yadi, you don't say the word star, you say choyv. What you owe me is perua, then shtaris kulam peruam. Everything is paid up. Right? The Gemara, amu l'cha le'ravino l'rava, el mi'ata, if I say sodai mechur l'ach, my field is sold to you. So sodai g'day l'mechur l'ach, sodai mechur l'ach, the big field gets sold to you, you get the big field. And sodai sheshli, if I say, I don't even say sodai. I say sodosh yeshli mechur lach. Kol shleis mechur lach. Is everything sold to you? So no. Hasam yad ba'al star ba'al tachtoina. They're making a mistake. The yad ba'al star tachtoina. You always go by the muchzik basically. Buy a star chayiv. So who's the muchzik? The loyv is holding on to his money. He is in control. You say it's paid up. I give you the least possible. And if you say chayiv, I pay you nothing. Ma'ashegin by a soda. The meicher right now is the muchzik. And he says, "Sada mechur lach." You don't get everything. I'm the mochzik, not the loikeh. And therefore, you get the least. If you get the least, then in such a case, not the most. That's the chav between two cases. He says, "That's a hasam yad baal star baal tatan," which basically means hamitzi mechaver of raya. By loikeh, he has to bring the raya, and by the case of ashtar chayiv, the malva has to bring a raya. He's the one who's the star who has to be mitzi. He's the one who has to bring a raya.